Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, third to last skinny line, as we go through Shmona Esrei. The order of Shmona Esrei, we know there's amazing symbolism of Shmona Esrei. It wasn't just a patchwork of tefillos that were put together, but every single bracha, which follows the previous one and precedes the next one, has a lot of symbolism, why exactly it is there. Every word of Shmona Esrei is made by the Nevi'im, the Anshei Kedushas Gedola, which has a tremendous power. To start off with the Nefesh HaChaim, Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, the godless of what we have to focus on as we say Shmona Esrei. He quotes from the Magen Meisharim from the Beis Yosef, Li Zoher Mi Lachshov B'Shas Tfila B'Shum Machshava Afilo Shel Torah U'Mitzvos Ki Im B'Tevos HaTfila Atzmam. The ultimate Kavana that we have to have in Shmona Esrei, says the Nefesh HaChaim, quoting the Beis Yosef, is focusing on the words themselves. The words have so much power. They have been imbued by the Anshei Kedushas Gedola with amazing koach that's all we have to focus on. Dok bidvarav shelo amar lachavin bekavanas hatevos ki beemes baomek pnimius kavanas hatfila eini toni yodea adma. We don't even know what to. Of the depth of the effects of our tefillos. Ki gam ashen esgal lanu ksas kavanas hatefila. Even the little bit that we know, what the symbolism of the words, you know, we can't even fathom. Einam be'erech af ketipa min hayam klal k'neged pnimius omek kavanas Anshei Kedushas Gedola misaknei tefila. There were 120 zakenim and there were neviim, and we have to realize that we can't even fathom the power of the tefillah. V'shechol p'ham shemes pa'alim, and we have to realize that every time we daven, there are amazing effects that in Shemayim that we cause, and from the time that they made the tefillah, from they made tefillah, Anshei Kedushas Gedola, until the time Mashiach comes, or even after, there was never two tefillos that were exactly the same. Shema eshek tenu ad b'yes ha'goal b'mher v'yameinu lo haya v'lo yia shum tefila b'pratus doma l'chaverta shekodim la v'acharei ha'klal. We have to realize every tefila is unique and every tefila has amazing power. Elo ha'ikir b'avodas ha'tefila, and what is our goal? What is our tachlis? What's the ultimate in kavana? We have to think about these effects of Shemayim? No. What we have to think about is imagine the words in front of us. Ba'esha adam motzi mipiv kol teva mi'atfila yitzayir lo az b'machshavaso osa ha'teva ba'osi yoseha kitzurasa. Ulachavinu lahosif al yada koach hakedusha sheyase pri lamala laharbos kedushasam ma'oram. That's what we have to think about. That's what it means. Tefilas zvarim sheomdim berumo shalolam. The words themselves are rumo shalolam, and that is a school of beduka menusa. That is the ultimate in tefillah that we have to have. But where does this power come from? It comes from the Anshei Kedushas Gedola, as we mentioned yesterday, that made these tefillos, and as they ended off yesterday from the Pirkei de Belazar quoted in the Shmueli Haleket, that even the tefillos themselves might have, the brachos were said by Malachim, even before the Anshei Kedushas Gedola, when different historical events occurred with Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David, etc. Okay. Third to last skinny line. We're in the middle. Umara ulo mar geula b'shvius. Why is Ga'al Yisrael the seventh bracha? We already got up to there. Amarava mitoksha sitim li ga'al b'shvius. Since we will be redeemed in the seventh. What does the seventh mean? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Sadi Zion that goes through some type of symbolic years. The first year will be a famine, and the second year will be this, the third year, and the seventh year will be the war, the milchama, whatever milchama that is, and after that, Shvius ben David ba. Motzoi Shvius ben David ba. Lefichach kav'uhu b'shvius. That's why Ga'al Yisrael, the Geula, is parallel to the seventh, that the Gula will come in. Says the Gemara, but look closely. The seventh doesn't have the Gula. The seventh has the Milchama. V'yamar mar b'shishis kolos, b'shvius milchamos. Right? The sixth is kolos. You can look there. The explanation of that. B'shvius milchamos. The seventh is the one that has the war that precedes the Gula. V'otzoi shvius ben David ma. So the seventh is not the Gula. It's what precedes the Gula. So why do we put Gal Yisrael in seventh? Here's the line. Milchama nami aschalta de Geulahi. The milchama is also azchalta de geula. It's the beginning. It's the roots of geula, and that also is considered geula. Rashi says v'af agav dehai geula lav geula de galusu. Even though this geula is not really geula from galus, ella sheyigalenu minatzaras habos aleinu tamid. Even though Gal Yisrael is not talking about ultimate national geula, those are the later brachos. This is talking about personal geula, to be goel us from our tsaros, because kibbutz gali is din yishlem sebach david. That talks about the later national geula. Afilu achi still kivan deshem geula Allah. It's still about general redemptions, even though it's about personal redemptions. So that's enough to be nikva in the Shvias. Aschalta de geula. A lot of this discussion, what exactly is the definition of aschalta de geula? If you look in the Be'ikve Atzon, Rav Shechter discusses the Shita of the Nesivos. The Nesivos, in his commentary on Megillas Esther, discusses what is aschalta de geula. So number one, and what are the nafkaminas? Whether something is aschalta de geula. How everything is aschalta de geula. But he quotes two different nafkaminas. Number one, if something is considered aschalta de geula, the Nesiva says there can be a yontif that is enacted based on that, number one. And number two, he quotes from Achronim that it could be that it's usher to daven that the aschalta de geula melchama finished, because this is a stage of geula, and therefore you want it to continue. So that was a harder one to know, because one never knows exactly for sure whether a war is, we believe that every war ultimately is leading to the final stage, but whether something halachically by definition is aschalta de geula. Then Rav Shechter goes into what is the definition of geula, which then would allow us to figure out what is aschalta de geula. So again, it's a lengthy piece there, but just to mention one or two ideas from it, and that is, geula by definition, quoting the Ramban in the beginning and the end of Sefer Shmos, means somehow bringing closer Binyan Beis HaMikdash. After all, the second Sefer in the Torah is called Sefer HaGeula. What is the end of Sefer HaGeula? Not that when we left Mitzrayim. That wasn't the end. Not when we even received the Torah. The end of Sefer Shmos is Hashras HaShchina in the Mishkan. Parshas Pekudi at the end, the cloud rested. That is ultimately geula. Geula means Hashras HaShchina with Binyan HaMishkan, with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So everything that brings close to Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan HaMikdash, has the status of geula. So what is aschalta de geula? Anything that allows, that is ma'afsher, that creates a situation where we are one step closer to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So now this is Rav Shechter's Chiddush. Now, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf, the Gemara says there the three stages that will happen in the future before Mashiach comes. First, we will go into Eretz Yisrael. We will be ma'amid. And the Gemara says it has to be in this order. To be ma'amid a melech, number one. Number two, to wipe out Amalek. And number three, to build a Beis HaMikdash. And it must be in that order. And he quotes, he remembers Rav Soloveitchik in the 1967, after the Six-Day War, that there were many that said, okay, we have to build a Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Soloveitchik was against it, because why? You have to have the three conditions. You have to be ma'amid HaMelech, you have to be ma'akris HaMalek, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. You can't skip steps. And have we done any of those steps? So Rav Shechter develops the idea that Hamadas Melech, in his view, doesn't only mean Melech, but it also means setting up a Jewish government. That could also be a partial kiyum, at least, of Ha'amadas Melech, even without Malchus Beis Daven. And that's why he explains with the Rambam, again, one of the mysteries in the Shitas HaRambam, why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because he suggests, again, many suggestions given, almost all Achronim assume that he counts it as a mitzvah. There are halachas that are dependent on that, that the Rambam paskins like, not like the Megillas Esther, but what is the suggestion that he brings here? That is, it's included in the mitzvah of Hamadas Melech. Nira lomar b'das haramban, datam shalomana lahak mitzvah divi yarashtem osa, v'pnei shi zeya im mitzvah Hamadas Melech, ashekfar mana haramban v'chulu, lo shaykh ela legavra de melech dafka, v'komakam shay dini melucha, shaykh nafilu memshala demokratit, she'ena taka shilton melech. So if you say that setting up a Jewish government is part of the mitzvah of Hamadas Melech, then that's the first step towards Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that would be Umemela Nira Likvoa Shakamas Medinas Yudis Be'eretz Yisrael Yalpi Halacha Bechina Shalaschalta De Geula
The betalich binyan beis hamikdash zeo tzad rishon lahamid lamelech asher b'pshuto nirat dainu lahagim memshal yudis be'aretz, and that's where he develops the idea of viewing the events in our century as aschalta de geula. And halavai, Be'ez Hashem, the aschala should continue to the hemshuch and the gemar as we know. Again, there's a lot more there and a lot of other discussions, but that is one place based on that nesivus in Megillas Esther that anything relating to aschala de'ula, one must, not just can, but must make a yontif related to it. And aschala de'ula being defined as anything leading up to binyan beis hamikdash. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara on the second medium line. Umar ra'u lomar refuah b'shminis. Why do we have refa'enu in the eighth bracha? Am Rabbi Acha mitoch shenitna mila b'shminis shetzricha refuah. Mila is on day eight. Mila, the baby, always needs a refuah. So that's why it's makes sense. Leficha kavua b'shminis. That's why Chazal made it in the eighth. There is a Shemi Shmuel that is quoted here in the Magones Hashas who says that all power of refuah was given in the world, exists in the world because of the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila, which inherently has within it the potential and the need for refuah. So once Hashem gave the mitzvah of Mila, he had to put into existence the concept of refuah. That all comes from the mitzvah of Mila. Refuah shenitenes himei olam. And he says, why is it eighth day, eighth bracha? Because all refuah is lamalam and ateva. It's all directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al karchach, lefi seder olam ateva, ein imseis refuah. Rak ba'asher kach seder ha-Torah, sheyivaled adam ba'arla. A person will be born with a foreskin. V'yimalenu, and he will do bris mila. V'tzarech refuah, alkei nishpa inyin refuah la'olam. It's all through Mila, and that is why we can look at refuah all coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malam en ateva. That's why it's eighth. Next, umar olam berachas hashanah b'tshiyas. Why is berachas hashanah the bracha for parnasa? Why is that next? Number nine, Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Keneged Mafkiei Sha'arim. It's Keneged the price gougers, the ones that raise the prices in order to rip people off. So that is, meaning it, that has to do with Parnassah. The Pasuk says that Hashem is going to wipe them out and break them, but that has to do with Parnassah, and that's why it's here. Dechsiv Shavar Zeroa Rasha. Hashem will break the arm of the Rasha. What does that have to do with nine? The David Kiyamer B'shia Samra. And when David said that, it was in Tehillim number 9. The Gemara doesn't have the next two lines that it has elsewhere whenever it makes this type of comment, and that is, this is in Tehillim Perek Yud. It's not in Tehillim Perek Tes. So why is this called 9? So as we know, two of the first prakim of Tehillim go together. They're viewed as one, and that's why really this is 9 and not 10. Umaro lomar kibitz galios la'achar berachas hashanim. And why do we have kibitz galios after kirach hashanim? Right after berachas hashanim, that's kind of a break. That's kind of a chiluk. The first group of brachos are personal brachos. Atachonin hashivenu slachlanu re'ei rifa'enu and berachas hashanim. Those six are keneged pratim, tzrachim pratim. And all of a sudden now, by tekah b'shofar, we start expanding and we go to a national discussion and a national request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Reva Anyenu, as we just mentioned earlier, but we'll emphasize it. Reva Anyenu is not about the national geulos, right? That's the later brachos. Reva Anyenu are personal tzaros or personal situations that one finds themselves in. That is when Taf Kavana during that bracha. So why is Kibbutz Galios the first one after Berachas Hashanim? Dechsiv, V'yatem arei Yisrael anfachem titenu. You Yisrael, says Yechezkel, your branches you shall give, ufer yechem tis'u la'ami Yisrael, ki kervu lavo. So you see, everything will be expanded, and the geula will be alluded to right after the branches have expanded, after we've had Parnassah, after Berachas Hashanim. And once there is kibitz galios, from that word we just had, kervu lavo, once there's kibitz galios, then Hashem will do din with the rishayim, shenemar. V'yashiva yadi alayich ve'etzrov kabar sigayich. Hashem will return us and then purify us. V'ksiv v'ashiva shoftayach kavari shona. There it is. V'kivet shenaset din min ha-rishayim. And once din, Hashem does din with the wicked, kalu haposhim, the ones who are negligent will be removed, the kolal zaydim imayim, and those who are anti the zaydim will be removed with them. Shneamar v'shever poshim v'chataim yachdav, altogether they will be removed. The ozve Hashem yikalu. And once the poshim are removed, then the tzaddikim and meila can be uplifted, because the rishayim and the zaydim are holding them down. Once they are removed, then the karen of tzaddikim can be uplifted. I will cut down the crown of the rishayim, teromemna karnos tzaddik, and that's what follows memela. V'kolol geiri tzaddikim asadikim, and the geiri tzaddik are included with the tzaddikim, as we say in Shmona Esrei, shenemar b'pnei seiva takum v'adar t'pnei zakein. We're talking about the zakeinim. V'samachlei v'chiyagur itchem ger, right there in the Torah, so they're connected in Torah Shebechsav. V'hechem misromemes karnam, where will the tzaddikim's uplifting take place, the ultimate state, Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, Shenemar, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishlayu, O Havayach. That's where they will, right, talk about Yerushalayim, O Havayach, those who are beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will have Shalva, will have the state of tranquility and serenity in Yerushalayim. V'kivash and Nimnes Yerushalayim, Badavid, and once you have Yerushalayim, as the Shmona Esrei brachas continue, once the Yerushalayim is be rebuilt, then David HaMelech comes along with it. Shneamar achar yashuvu bnei Yisrael uvikshu es Hashem Elokeihem ve'as David Malkam. After they return to Yerushalayim, then they will seek out Hashem their God and David their king. That will come. What does it have to do with Yeshuvu bnei Yisrael? What is that after? Where are they going to come? What did we just talk about beforehand? What is that? How is that binyan Yerushalayim? Rashi quotes: Acher Yeshuvu lebeis hamigdash ubikshu Hakadosh Baruch Hu ve'ez David Malkam. This is a little different than what we said before. The Brisa in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, which the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Malachim, talks about the order being binyam. First, you need a king. You need a king to then wipe out Amalek, to then build the base of Mikdash. So this sounds like David HaMelech comes afterwards. So says the Marsha, it means Makom HaMikdash. It doesn't mean actual base of Mikdash. It means after we come back to Makom HaMikdash, meaning the area of base of Mikdash, that is enough. That's how we, that is what is meant here, not actually Binyan HaMikdash, because Rashi can't argue either with a Brisa in Maseches Sanhedrin. So after we come back, or in the process of coming back, then we have David HaMelech as well. There is a discussion in the Poskim, in Hilchos Shmona Esrei. We know, we say, in Vili Yerushalayim Recha, Berachamim Tashuv, that is the bracha about Binyan Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Recha, Berachamim Tashuv, so far, so good. We have a line about David HaMelech in the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. Ask the Achronim, ask the Mefarshim in Arachayim, Simin Kuf Yutes. We know the halacha is, the rule is from Maseches Brachos, that before the end of every bracha, you have to have a summation of that bracha. Right? Atachon Elyon Das, Kikel Melech. At the end of every bracha, you have a summation of that bracha. So ask the Mefarshim, ask the Poskim, ask the Bach, what about this bracha? What's the last line? David, that's the next bracha. It's Semach David Avdecha. So what does that have to do with Yerushalayim? So that's why there are those, and you might have heard some who have this nusach, to switch, to flip the last two lines of Es Semach David. Es Semach David, I'm sorry, V'Yerushalayim Yercha. V'Yerushalayim Yercha B'Rachamim Tashuv, V'Zeshkom B'Zach HaShadi Barta, V'Chisi David Meir L'Soch HaTachid, U'V'nei Yosav, B'Karab Yemein, U'B'Yan Olam. There are some nuschos that flip it. So you have the last line talking about Ben Yerushalayim. Says the Bach, no need to flip. Says the Bach right here in Simon, I'm sorry, Kuf Yud Ches, not Kuf Yud Tes, Kuf Yud Ches, he quotes, the Bach quotes, Shabtai Sagi Nahor, one of the Rebbes, Reb Shabtai Sagi Nahor, one of his Rebbeim, he quotes, Sha'alni, Shabtai asked him, Lamina Gashkenaz, שאומרים בברכת בוני ירושלים ובני עושה בקרב בין הבניין עולם וחיתי דבר יוזוק התחיל ברכת השם בוני ירושלים.
We've said the same nusach for 400 years, even more, but we have it right here. The Bach said it. The lo havi kidakai melech Shmuel. Isn't this a violation of what Shmuel says? The tzarech me'ein chasima samach lachasima. And he said, "V'nusach sfardi shekasa v'chisi David kodem uvenei rish osa nira yoser mesukan." He quotes that nusach to switch the last two lines. Ve'ishavti says the Bach, "No, dim einam ein chasima imkin einam ein psicha v'lo toba b'nei beirav." There's no mistake here. Be'emes yored darko. Let me explain. It's that. Shebakashas v'chisi David meir l'socha tachin who may ain brachazu shemivakshim sheyivne Yerushalayim b'karov kidei shekisi David b'mehiru b'soch Yerushalayim. Says the Bach, Binyan Yerushalayim is incomplete without Malchus Beis David. You need Malchus Beis David there in order to have Binyan Yerushalayim. Klomar she'ein she'ilaseinu kim l'sorah gavoa. We're not asking for ourselves. The ultimate Binyan Yerushalayim for Hashem's presence to be here requires Malchus Beis David. Ki ein kisei Hashem shalem ela kishekisei David al mechono b'Yerushalayim. That's what we're asking for. So yes, we have a separate theme of Malchus Beis David, but also we have the theme of Yerushalayim where we have to mention Malchus Beis David. They go together. Again, this is a large theme about the what is Yerushalayim. Part of the ultimate Yerushalayim is the capital city of Am Yisrael, which has David HaMelech and Malchus Beis David there. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that the coin of Yerushalayim has Malchus, has David HaMelech on one side and has Beis HaMikdash on the other side, meaning it's connected. We need Binyan Yerushalayim in order to, we need David HaMelech in order to be mashlim Binyan Yerushalayim. So that's why here it goes one to the other, but it's not only one to the other. There's even an overlap according to our nusach. Vayter, second line. V'kivish about David ba'asat tefila, and once we have David HaMelech, we have Esemach David. So then we have Shema Koleinu. Shne'amar v'haviyosim al har kodshi v'simachtem beveis tefilasi. I will go to the Beis Hamikdash with David HaMelech. And relates to the tefila, right? Tefila for the whole world. That is the center of tefila. As we know, David HaMelech didn't actually build the Beis HaMikdash. He sanctified the Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara says in Zvachim Chaf Dalet, he was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. He sanctified, when he bought it from Arav Nayavusi, he sanctified the area. David HaMelech did that stage one, and Shlomo, his son, did stage two. He gave it Kedushas Mechitzos. He gave it the sanctity of the actual Beis HaMikdash. But David HaMelech, you know, that's what we call it, Mizrach HaKedushas HaBayis LaDavid. He created the Kedusha, which then Shlomo HaMelech built upon. And once we have Tefillah, once we have Shema Koleinu, then comes Ritzei, then comes the bracha about avoda shenemar olo save as if chen l'rasan mizbechi, the continuation of that pasuk, the karbanos v'kivet shabas avoda bas toda, and once we have karbanos we also have the carbon toda or the modim shenemar zoveach toda yichab danini, talking about karbanos that gives me covet umaro loma. And then after that, what do we have left after toda? We have, before we get to Shalom, then we have Umaro, Lomar Berchas Kohanim, Achar Hoda'ah. Why do we have Berchas Kohanim after Hoda'ah? We'll have to see. It's even after Avoda. But why do we have it after Hoda'ah Dichsif? The pasuk says, Vayisa Aharon es Yadav Elam, Vayivarachem. Aharon HaKohen gives the bracha to Am Yisrael. Vayered Me'asos HaChatas for all of Ashlamim. And he comes down from after doing the Karbanos. Says the Gemara, Ema Kodem Avoda. If you read the pasuk not so carefully, the pasuk mentions Avoda after the bracha, after Berachas Kodem. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Salka Daitach. Tichsiv, don't think that. Look carefully at the pasuk. Vayered Me'aso Sachatas V'Gomer. It's the bracha given after the avoda was done. Me'asos. So the avoda is done first, and then Berachas Kohanim. Mi'ksiv la'asos, me'asos ksiv. And that's why first you have avoda, and then you have Berachas Kohanim. V'leim ra'achar avoda, so why don't you do it right after avoda? Why don't we have Berachas Kohanim in Ritzei? Why do we have it afterwards? Lo saka daitach, t'chsiv, zoveach toda. No, because it says toda is also part of avoda. That's why you have to have zoveach toda. So why is this latter pasuk more authoritative? That Tod is part of Zoveach. The previous pasuk said the Birchas Kohanim is right after Avoda. So Gemara says Mistavra Avoda Avoda Chada Milsehi. You put Avoda close with Avoda because part of Avoda is Hoda. There isn't any appropriate Avoda to Hakadosh Baruch Hu without Hoda being part of it.
Hodah needs to be part of it, right? Like we know, the Gemara says in Brachos, the Deoraisa structure of Tefillah is Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. You need those three. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that even though so much of Tefillah is Derabanan, all of Tefillah is Derabanan, the details of Tefillah, the words of Tefillah, the times that we daven, it's all Derabanan. But there's one thing that's Deoraisa. That structure of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Mitzvahs Aseilis Pala B'chol Yom. All the details of tefillah is derabanan, but the concept of Shavach Bakasha Hodah, that's the Oraisa. Elachia mitzvah zukachu, she other mispalel umeschanein b'chol yom, umagid shivcho shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachakach shol tzrachav, shud tzorech leib b'vakasha b'tchina, v'yachakach nosin shavach v'hodah yal Hashem, ala tove shishpia lo kol echad v'echad kfi kocho. So giving Hodah is part and parcel of Avodah. Says the Rambam, and that's what it says here, that Hodah and Avodah are part of one idea. Chada milsahi, and we have to make sure that we always recognize that. Weiter. We continue. Umaro lomar sivshalom achar berchas kohanim. Also, by the way, it mentioned berchas kohanim has to be in the context of Avodah, even though it's after Hodah, which is after Avodah, but it's not in the context of Avodah. That's why we have Berchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and we have Berchas Kohanim in Shmoneh Esrei. It's within the context of Avodah. That's what we mentioned in the past, Reb Chaim's Chiddush, based on the Ramban who says davening is only Durabanan, so how is it that you have Berchas Kohanim to Oraisa? What Berchas Kohanim today is only Durabanan? Pashas is Oraisa. Mitzvah Daraisa, Kohanim get to fulfill. So where's the Avodah? Berchas Kohanim has to be in the context of Avodah. The answer is that even the Ramban, who says the Chiyuv of Tefillah is Darabanan, he would say, though, that the Kiyum of Tefillah is Daraisa. You don't have to daven, except rabbinically. But once you daven, it has a Kiyum Daraisa of Tefillah. Like a woman shaking a lulav. There's a Kiyum Daraisa of a mitzvah, even though there was no Chiyuv. Okay, so why do we say Sim Shalom then after Berchas Kohanim? Dechsiv v'samu ha-shmi ha-bnei Yisrael va'ani avarachem. Bracha da'akadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. When Hashem gives a bracha, finishes it off that Shalom, sh'ne'amar Hashem yivarech esamo ba'shalom. The Ritva notes that the question isn't really such a strong question, this last one, because where else are you going to put it? Why is it next? There's no other place to put it, so you put it last. So really what the Gemara means to ask here is, why do we have this bracha at all? Why do we have the bracha at all? Why do we have the bracha of Shalom here? And that's why we have the pasuk that alludes to it. Klomar, ma inyan bracha zupakach lo simu berachas kohanim. Why don't we just end with berachas kohanim? Right, that's a beautiful way to end. There's no other place to put it in. That's why we put it at the end. And the Ritva says that's why we always end with Shalom. Shmoneh Esrei ends with Shalom. Benching, Hashem yivarech esamo b'shalom. Even at night, every Ma'ariv on Shabbos, Hapori Sukkas, Shalom Aleinu. And then he even quotes that there was some of his Rebbeim that said that end of Hashkiveinu every night. We only say it Shabbos and Yantif. But he quotes, Mori Nero, Noe Karabov, Rabbeinu Agadol, Lachtom Tamid B'Shalom, Kimo B'Shabbos, Ube Berchas Amazon Gamke Mashlim, Hashem Yivarech Zama B'Shalom. Right, we think Yechasreinu is the way we should end. Right, always. Yeah, all the rest is always extra, is added later. The Ritva quotes it. The Ritva quotes to end benching with Hashem Yivarech Esamo B'Shalom. The same to say the Kedusha Shal Shachris, also to end the Kedusha of Osesh, to end Kaddish, Osesh Shalom Bim Ramav, right? We always end everything with Shalom. Right? So he says, that's the Gemara here that says we end Shmoneh Esrei with Shalom as well. And that's why maybe even after we say Elokai, the Tzorah Shonim Eira, we say that extra tefillah based on the Gemara, what do we end with? We still end with Osesh Shalom Bim Ramav. Even after we said, I'm Varchna Mesol B'Shalom, and then we had a little break, we still go back and end with Shalom. That is the ultimate bracha. Good. Once we have 120 zakenim that were misakin tefillah, Shimon apakuli my history. So what does it mean yesterday that Shimon apakuli did it? If all the Asher Zakadolo did it, shachachum v'chazar v'yistum v'sidrum. No, they were forgotten, and then we remember them, right? Like we had earlier in Daf Gimel, where we had by the Mansapach. Shachachum v'chazar v'yistum v'sidrum. They were forgotten, and then they were brought back. That's the Goyen Hashas, right? Look earlier in Daf Gimel, look Sukkah Mevdal, the other places where this is said. What exactly was forgotten? Ask the Ben Yoyada. If everybody davened, how they forget it? How they forget the order? So the Ben Yoyada says, no, the order wasn't forgotten. The reasons for the order were forgotten. Right? They kept davening. That's what they never had to stop there. They kept davening. But the reasons were forgotten, and that's what this Gemara is about. They knew the order of Shmona Esrei, but they did not remember why they had that order, and that is what was brought back by Kavanah Sheshachacha Ta'amim Shel HaSeder Lomazu Rishon HaVizushni HaVizush Shlishis Ukumosh HaSidra Mashaskan V'Tamayu V'Gam Shachu Tamei HaSeder Sheish Pem Alpi Yasod. And that's what Shimon Apakuli brought back. The Rambam talks about the history of Tefillah as well in the beginning of Sefer Av, the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. We know the Rambam does not talk about Tefillah too often in Mishnah Torah. He does at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, and the beginning of Ishus, and here a little bit at the beginning of Tefillah. That he says, originally, everybody daven whatever they daven, and then Kivan Shagalu Yisrael, Bimeinu Vuchanetzer HaRasha. Once we went into Golus, after Churban Bayis Rishon, Nisarvu Bepras, V'Yavan V'Sharha Umos, V'Noldu Lohem Banim Ba'artos Hagayim, we had children in Golus, V'Osan HaBanim Nisbalbala Svasam. We didn't know how to speak properly. And all our languages were mixed up with many languages. And we couldn't speak properly. We couldn't formulate brachos properly. We couldn't speak properly. Shenemar uvenayim chatzi medaber ashdodis veinamakirim ledaber lashon ledaber yehudis ukalashon amvaam umepreizeh kishaya echad mehem espalel tiksal lashono lishol chafatzov olahagid shevach hakadosh baruch hu belashon hakodesh. And once they saw that, Ezra Ubeisino got up and were misaki Shmona Esrei. So there's a little history behind why they did what they did. Vayter mikan ve'ela continues the Gemara now, but the eighth medium line. Also, you're not allowed to add on to any brachas. Once we have these 18/19, we added on one more. You can't add on. Tomer Belazar Maidech Siv, as Belazar says, what does it mean? Mi Malot Vuros Hashem. Who is the one who will formulate the greatness of God? Yashmiya Kol Tehilaso, to say, to make known all of the praise. So we darshan Lamin Na'eh. L'malel gvuras Hashem. To who is appropriate to formulate the greatness of Hashem? L'mish yachol l'hashmiya kol tehillah. So whoever could say all of his tehillah. Could anybody finish? Nobody could finish. And that's why we can't start. The only reason we're allowed to say Shmona Esrei is because Anshe Knesset Gadola, who were amongst them, Nevi'im, they were the ones that had special siyata d'shmaya in creating these brachos. But and there are specific times within each bracha to add. Fine. But to add on another bracha, to add on anything else, that is not allowed. Right? That is what the Gemara says and discusses in many places. Right? That the we can't add on. Right? The Gemara in Brachas tells us that there was a chazan in the days of Rabbi Chanina that went to be the chazan. He started saying Shmoneh Esrei, and he said, Akel HaGadol HaGibra V'Anora HaYarui HaAmazing Unbelievable Stupendous, all these extra adjectives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Chanina goes over to him after he finishes and says, Siyamtinu L'Kul Shivche Demarech, did you finish? Now you really encapsulated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got it. You hit the nail on the head. Right, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Yirmiyahu and all the Nevi'im didn't say these, Hakel HaGadol HaGibra V'Anora, if Moshe Rabbeinu said that, that's how we're allowed to say it. In other words, and Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea many times throughout his Sfarim, Tefillah needs a matir. We can't just go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and start davening, because we'll never finish. There's no way to finish praising him, or asking him, or thanking him. So the only reason we're allowed to do it is because there's a matir of the precedent, of the Chazal, the Anshe Knesset Gadola that made the tefillah. How do we start off Pirkei Apsukei Zimra every day? U'bishirei David Avdecha Nahalelcha. That's the phrase. That's the key phrase in Baruch Sha'amar. That's the preceding statement to all of Apsukei Zimra. We're not praising ourselves. We're not making up our own tefillahs generally. It's mostly David HaMelech. Right, almost all of Pesukei Zimra is Tehillim. That's the introduction. Ubishime David Avdecha Nahalelcha. That's the matir. That is what allows us to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we even do certain tefillos that reflect that we can never finish. We say Adon Olam at the end of tefillah. Why do we say Adon Olam? Because it's basically said it's as if we just started. Well, we say Yigdal. It's as if we have to start again. What's Aleinu? Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol. That should be the first tefillah. It's upon us to praise Hashem. It's a beautiful tefillah. Said Rav Soloveitchik, no, that's the matir that allows you to leave. Because really, you should stay in shul all day. But we have to leave. We have to live our lives. So that's why what allows us to leave? Aleinu l'shevach l'darakol. Whenever we leave. That's why we don't say Aleinu at the end of Shacharis when we daven Musaf. We just say it at the end because it's a matter. That's why on Yom Kippur we don't say Aleinu the whole day. Because theoretically we're supposed to be in shul the whole day. Right, Aleinu is the matu to leave. And therefore, if you're not leaving, then you, so now you say, oh, but if there's a break in a shul after Musa, maybe you should say Aleinu. So there was all Aleinu Mesukan for this day. And that's why we don't say it. But either way, that is the idea that this Gemara illustrates, that we can never finish, period. If we praise Hashem too much, then we're uprooted. Right, we darsh in that pasuk on a deeper level. To you, Hashem, silence is praise. Sama dekula mishtoka. Right, the medicine, the panacea of all is being quiet. Sometimes, right, if we talk, kolamosav goreya. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Ami b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, mila besela mishtuka betrain. Right, one mila, a word can be bought with a sela, but quiet is even more great. It's even more precious. That you buy with two. Okay, that finishes off our discussion of Shmona Esrei. As we got into this, when we started talking about how do we know that tefillah cannot be l'mafreya? Remember the first line of the Mishnah spoke when Akor l'mafreya is lo yatsa. We got into tefillah being l'mafreya, and then we got into the exact order of Shmona Esrei. This Gemara here we have Yuzayin Mabez Yechesam and Alf. Get back to the other halachas of the Mishnah. Kara alpe lo yatsa v'chulu. You're not allowed to read the Megillah Baal Peh, right? He has to read it from a klaf. Minalan, Amarava, Asya Zachira Zachira, Ksiv, Hachavayam Ma'ilin Iskarmanasim. It says by Tefillah, by the Megillah, Niskarim, Ksiv Hasam, Ksov, Zos, Zikarim, Basefer. Like the pasuk we already darshan, and Av Zayin. Write this. And he sees it says the word Basefer. Malahalan Basefer, Avkan Basefer. Umimai Dahai Zachira Kriyahi. How do you know Zachira means reading? Dilma Iyun Ba'alma. Maybe it just means analyzing and learning and focusing. Lo salka daitach, dichsiv, no, you can't think that, dichsiv, or ditanya, we say, zachor. It says the word zachor, by Amalek, yachol, believe. You might think this means in your heart, shomer, lo tishka, harishach alaysav, amur. It already says, don't forget it, that's in your heart. Hamani mekayim zachor, pepeh. Zachor, as we have mentioned, always means to mention, not just to remember, and therefore you have to say it. Ms. Fasemes writes, even though you might have said this lo tishkach is just adding a lo sase to the assay, we never like to do that. We never like to say, oh, this is an assay to lo sase, unless we're stuck. But we'd rather say that the lo sase is adding something, or the assay is adding something that the other one didn't have. So that's what we have here. Lo tishkach means don't forget. That can mean belave. Zachor means to mention it. Right? This is the source. This is the source for Parsha Zachor, to having meant to have to mention Zachor is a that we mention every single year, and that's the makar for the Gzeirah Shavah that we have for Kriyas HaMegillah as well. Again, Parsha Zachar we could talk about at length, not going to get into it so much, but just to keep in mind, Tosas already mentioned yesterday that this is the only, one of the only Kriyas HaTorah, Deorises, that there are the whole year, maybe Parsha's Parah, according to some days of the Rishonim, but Rov Rishonim do not say that. Mostly it's only Zachar, and remember, this, what makes Parsha Zachar unique is, number one, that it's Daraisa compared to all other Kriyas that are Drabanan, and also that according to Rov Mefarshim, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. It's not a Chovas HaYachid. That's how most poskim understand it. And therefore, if I'm mislaining for some reason, I don't have to make it up. I don't have to say it. If I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the laning, I could go. I don't have to hear every word and go run to another minion. So Chovas HaTzibur. I should make myself part of the Tzibur in order to take part in Kriyas HaTorah. But it's not a chi of a Chovas HaYachid. Masha'enki, Parsha Zachar, it's Chovas HaYachid, it's Shomea Ka'one, it's as if I am saying every word. Again, there's a lot more there. What about a minion for Parsha Zachar? We've discussed in the past. What about using Bishalach instead of Kiseitze? Okay, not for now. If somebody reads the Megillah in Targum, they are not Yotze. So, v'chulu. So what's the line of the Mishnah referring to? If it's written Mikra, Vikarila, Targum, Hainu Alpeh. If it's written in Hebrew and he reads it in some other language, so that's the same thing as Alpet. What's this extra line adding? Lotzriche must be the Ksiva Targa, but Kari La Targa. It must be that it's written in some other language and he reads it in some other language. And that's what you're not Yotzei. The problem is, what's the next line of the Mishnah? Avakardos of the law is those balaz, vachulu. We just said you can't read it in any language, and now he said you can read it in laws as balaz. Rav Shmuel, Damri Travaya, balaz Yavani. First answer, Rav Shmuel says, all languages versus Greek. As we said earlier, Greek might be unique. Echidami. So again, what's the case? If it's written in Hebrew and he reads it in Greek, that's the same problem as we had. So it means that it's written in Greek and he reads it in Greek. So when the Mishnah says it works, that's only talking about Greek, and when it doesn't work, it's all other languages. What, before we could finish the line, we just quote another statement from the same person. How do we know that Hashem called Yaakov Avinu El as a nickname? Shenemar, which might mean just a lesson of strength. She didn't call him a god. Strength. Shenemar, Vayikra Lo El, Elokei Yisrael. The God of Israel called him Yaakov El. These algadadachlim is be'ach karal Yaakov Kael, because if you want to say that Yaakov Avinu, what the pasuk means is that Yaakov called him his be'ach, that he had built El, fa'yikro lo Yaakov mibayle. It should have been clearer. It should have been clearer that it's referring to Yaakov Avinu as the subject of the pasuk, because it didn't say this. So then, El va'yikro lo li Yaakov El. It must be that he called Yaakov El. Umikaro El, Elokei Yisrael. And who called him El? Elokei Yisrael. Okay, that is just a side point relating to the statement that was made by the same person. Right, so the Havamina is that Yaakov called him Mizbeach El, and Marshall explains, as a Zichron HaNeis, as a remembrance of the Neis that occurred to him. And we find various times that people put God's name into something in order to be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, there are many names that people give their children that are related, that have God in them. Michael, Gavriel, Yisrael. Right? That's all names of Hashem that are embedded into the names of the children. The Ramban discusses this. The Ramban in Brachos in Perek Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Chaf, on this pasuk, he quotes, after quoting the Chazal, he quotes, Vinei, let's just... Here it is. So we find many times Shem of Hashem, that's what we use, because that's what we love, and that's who we want to give Hodah to. So what did Rav and Shmuel just answer? That when our Mishnah says that it's okay in other languages, that's only Greek. Giftis, Ivris, Ilmis, Midius, Yevanis, Lo Yatsa. If you read it in any of these other languages, you're not Yotzei. And Greek is on the list. Halodamia Elalaha. No, this is what it means. Giftis la Giftim, Ivris la Ivrim, Ilmim la Ilmim, Yevanis, Yevanim Yatsa. No, it means any language to someone who understands that language, that's okay. So Ihachi, Rav Shmuel, Amai Mukmasla Lamasisa Balaz Yavanis Lukwe Bachalaz. So Rav Shmuel, so what's unique about Greek? Any language that is understood, it should be okay. Elamastisa and Kibraisa. Rather, the Mishnah is like the Kibir Yasa. The Mishnah is like we said before, meaning Bechal Lashon, as Rashi says, the Tanya Sisa, when it says Lo Yatsa, that means a language that is not understood. But if you read it in a language that is understood, then it is okay. What was the unique Greek line that Rav Shmuel said? V'chi Idma, the Rav Shmuel, Ba'alma Idma, that was a separate statement. Rav Shmuel, Amri Travayu, Laz Yevani Lakol Kasher. They said that Greek is kosher even to those who don't understand. It's against the previous brisa. You're right, they would argue. But they'd hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's not. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af Svarim, Lo Hitiru Sheyichtavu Ela Yevanis. Even the Svarim, just like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, that Hebrew has a unique status before, and Greek has a unique status, so too that's what Rav Shmuel is referring to here. V'leimer halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So why don't they say the halacha is like Rashbag? Why do they say their statement instead of saying a name? So, I'm halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Hava mina hani mili shar svarim. If they would have just said that, they would have thought that was talking about other svarim that halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Avo Megillah dechsiv ba kichsavam emalo. But Megillah has a higher standard. Kichsavam kamash mala. We don't say that. Period. Okay, we continue. If somebody hears Ashuris, the Hebrew, they're Yotzi automatically because of the magic of the language. They don't know what it means, though. They don't know what it means, though. What's the Havamina? The Havamina seems to be that Havana is Ma'akev. Havan is Ma'akev in the understanding. They don't know what they're talking about. The Gemara answers, Midi Dahavi, Anashim, Ami Aretz. There are other people. Women used to be illiterate. And Ami Aretz. There are many people who don't understand. They're still Yotzi. Meaning, what's the answer? You don't have to understand. Maska v'la Ravina, Atu, Anan, Ha'achash Turanim, B'nei Aramachim, Miyadinan. We know what that phrase means? What are Ha'achash Turanim? Forget the Nashim and Amayaris. What about the men? Right? We don't know what that means. Ella, Mitzvah, Kriya, or Presume Nisa. What will you say? There's a mitzvah to read it, and there's Presume Nisa in the reading of the Megillah, even if you don't understand every word. Sachanami, Mitzvah, Kriya, Presume Nisa. So too, here, that's what we will say. Even if they don't understand what's happening. So there is an element of Havana, obviously, but there's also an element of Presume Nisa. So one of the Achronim has an amazing suggestion that maybe this Gemara explains the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Gimel, where we said Mevatlin Tamatar Mebnei Mikra Megillah, and we discussed then, what do you mean Mevatlin? Isn't Mikra Megillah a form of Talmud Torah? So the answer is that if you learn something deeper, and you don't learn it as deep as you can, that's Bittul Torah. So here you see, there's for 3 seconds, there's a line that we don't understand. So that's Bittul Torah. I mean, that's pashtus, not what Mevatlin Talmud Torah. But for those 3 lines, that's the Bittul it's being referred to. It sounds like it's referring to everything. So we gave different pshatim then. What does it mean? Mevatlin means to delay it. Mevatlin means maybe the whole Megillah is a more cursory depth learning. But that's fine. That's what we have to do. But it's not Dafka, these 3 lines. But that's this... There's an important line of mitzvahs kriya upersume nisa. Period. Karas Yirugin Yasav Vechulu. If I read the Megillah in Sirugin, meaning I took some breaks because I was dozing, I was Yotzei. So now we have the Gemara that we had, the same Gemara back in Rosh Hashanah as well. Lo aviyadei Rabbanan mai Sirugin. The Rabbanan did not know what the word Sirugin meant. Shamala amsi, they had the Mishnah, but they didn't know what it meant. So they, Shamala amsi de Bei Rabbi, the Kamul Hul Rabbanan, they heard the maidservant of Rabbi, the famous maidservant of Rabbi, that said to the rabbis, to Havi Aili Paski Paski de Bei Rabbi, they used to go into yeshiva little by little, not all at once. Ad Masi Atem Nechnasim, Sirugin, Sirugin. Why are you going in little by little? So that's when they realized, oh, that's what Sirugin means. Laviyadi Rabbana my chaluglugos. They didn't know what that meant. What was that word? Shamula amsi de Rabbi to Amr Leilahu Gavra. They heard him say, they heard her say to a certain man, Davi kamavader parpachini, that was spreading parpachini, a certain type of herb, certain type of rashi, min yarek. An maziyad mafaze chaluglugacha. Right, so that's what they realized that's what it meant. It was a type of herb. Laviyadi Rabbana my salsala from a Mecca. What does that phrase mean? Salsala, Shemul Amsi de Be Rebbe. Davis Amr Lahu Gavra. She was saying to a person, Davi Mahapech Mamazi, that was playing with his hair. Amrale at Mosi at the Masalsa Basarech. What are you playing with your hair for so much? What are you focusing on? Like Yosef Atzadik. Right? So that's what they realized what it meant then. Laviyadi Rabbana my Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha. What's Yahavcha? Throw to Hashem your Yahav. Amar Rabbi Chana. Zimna Chada Havi Ozilna Bahadi Yehutaya. I was once going with a merchant, with an Arab merchant. The Kadarina of Tuna, I was holding a heavy load. V'amarlin, he said to me, Shkol Yehevech Vishadi Egabloi. Throw your burden on my dunk, on my camel. So they realize Yahav means burden. V'aviyadi Rabbana, last one. My Vitete Siha Bim Matati Ashmeid. Our enemies are going to be destroyed with a Tata. What does that mean? Shemul Amsi de Bei Rabbi Davis Amr Lachaverta. She said to her friend, Shekulu Tatia Vetata Besa. Sweep the house. Sweep the house. You see, it's a type of sweeping. Tana Rabbanan, Kara Sirugin Yatsa. Back to the halacha. So if you read it, Sirugin Yatsa. Sirugin is Yotzei. Sirusin lo Yatsa. But not Sirusin. What's the difference between Seirugin and Seirusin? Seirusin is Lemafreya. Lesareses HaMikra, out of order. That's not allowed. Seirugin is that you took a couple of little dozes in the middle. Rabbi Muna, Omar Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'Seirugin. Even Seirugin has a limit. Imshak de Ligmaras Kula, Chozal Rosh. If you delayed, if you had such a break that you could have finished till the end, then you have to start again. Amar Rav Yosef, Allah Rabbi Muna, Shomrim Shem Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what we hold, says Rav Yosef. Amar Le'e Bailer Rav Yosef, what does that mean, that limit? Kedei Ligmar Es Kula Mehecha Dekai L'Seifa. Does it mean if you have a break from where you are up to, the time that it would take for you to finish from where you're up to the end, Oldzima Mereisha LaSeifa, or, no, it's objective, the time that it takes you to read the entire Megillah. Amalei Mereisha LaSeifa. No, you have that one objective time, Dimkin, Nathad Zerach LaShirin. Why? If somebody has three psukim left, then they have a much shorter time of allowance. So we'd rather have one shear. That's why it must be that the time it takes you to read the Megillah. Period. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Abba, Amar Av, Halak Rabbi Muna. Shmuel Amar, Ein Halak Rabbi Muna. Besura Masu Hachi, that's the version they had in Surah. Bepubadisa Masu Hachi, they had the following. Amar Avkan, Amar Av, Halak Rabbi Muna. Ushmuel Amar, Ein Halak Rabbi Muna. Rabbibi Masni Ifcha, Rav Amar, Ein Halak Rabbi Muna. Shmuel Amar, Halak Rabbi Muna. Meaning, do you have this limit? So the post can discuss that this concept applies to other halachas as well, in terms of Kedei Ligmar Eskula. The Rif discusses in Mesechas Brachas. You have it by Shmona Esrei, and you have it by Kriyashma V'chulu. Amar Rav Yosef, the Kotar Rav Bibi B'yadcha. Rav Yosef says Rav Bibi's version is correct in terms of what Rav and Shmuel hold. The last one. The Shmuel who techayish liyichidah. Because Shmuel is the one that sometimes when there's a das yachid that is machmir against the Rabim, Shmuel says to be choshish for the das yachid. Where else do we have such a case? Titzan, we have the Mishnah in totally different context from Yevamos. The Mishnah says, getting our feet wet for what we're going to start by the Shem in a couple of months. Shomeres Yavam, Shekidesh Yavam Zachosa. There's a woman who's waiting for Yibum to be done. There are five brothers, and one of them has to do Yibum to this woman. A younger brother, the oldest brother is supposed to do Yibum. A younger brother goes and is Makadesh, the sister of this woman. Achos Zukukaso. Achazukukaso. And that is not such a great idea. As Rashi explains here, a woman who is connected to the Yavam, is really, it's a quasi type of marriage. It's not really marriage yet, but we'll have to talk about this at length. But it's a connection. So just like Achaz Ishto is Asur, Achazukukaso is something as Asur. Meaning they should take care first of the Yavam before they marry. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara there that the opinion that is quoted here that Shmuel is Choshish for holds that if there are five brothers, then every single brother has that connection. And therefore the sister of this woman is Achuzukukasa for each one. So if a younger brother does this, does Kiddushin, we don't allow him to get married until the other brother does Yibam to this woman. Shomeres Yavam Shkidish Achiv is Achosa. A Shomeres Yavam that let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, right? Levi does Kiddushin to a sister of the Shomeres Yavam. So, what happens then? Mishum Rabbi Yudah B'Maseira Amru, Omrimla, we tell Levi, Hamtein, wait, Achiyasa Chicha, Gado Maisa, until Reuven does Yibum, or Chalitza, with a woman. Because right now this is Achos Akukaso. You shouldn't get married, it's like Achos Ishto. And therefore, that is what Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira holds. And Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira. And Shmuel's Machmer, like that Das Yachid. The other opinion is that Rashi quotes here is that sheet can be formulated as Yesh Zika Afilu Betray. There is a unique Zika even by more than one brother. But the other opinion, the majority opinion, is that no, there's only such a strong Zika if there's one brother. But if more than one brother, then it doesn't create such a strong Achos Zikukaso. Period. And Tosfos here discusses, we'll have to get back to that, different limitations also to this case. Tana Rabbanan Hishmet bas Sofer Osioso Psukin Vekarna Kore Kimetur Gaman. What if the Sofer left out some words or some Psukin, but the Baal Kore read it as if it was written there? Amatargim Yatza, Diotze, Shulchan Aruch even says, even up to half of the Megillah could be missing, as long as A, you're not missing the beginning and the end, and number two, you're not missing an entire Inyan. But if without those limitations, you could be missing Meisvei Hayaba Osios Mitushtashos Omikaros, if there are letters that are rubbed out or ripped, Imrishuma Nikar Ksheir Velapsula, only if you could see them, it's Kasher. What do you mean? I thought you could be missing some. Lokasha Habakula Haba Miksasa. This is by all of it. If the whole thing is rubbed out, that's a problem. Mixas is okay, up until half. Tana Rabbanan Hishmet Ba'akori Pasuk Echad. But if the Ba'akori leaves out a Pasuk, Lo Yomar, Ekres Kula Vakach Ekro Oso Pasuk, you can't go out of order. You can't say, I'll read that Pasuk later. Elakori Me Oso Pasuk Ve'eloch. You have to start from that Pasuk. As we know, it has to be in order. Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Umatze Zibur Shekara Chetzia. If you walk into Shul and they're in the middle of the Megillah, Lo Yomar Ekro Chetzia Matzibur Va'akach Ekro Chetzia. You can't say, I will do this and then I will do that. Elakori Asam Etchilas Avad Sofa. You have to say, I'll read it from beginning to end. Continues the Gemara. Misnam name Yatza. Last couple of skinny lines. Savi Yatza v'chulus. He's dozing off as he's reading the Megillah. So what is the halacha? Hechidami misnam name. What does that mean? Amar of Ashi nimne v'lo nim tir v'lo tir. He's sleeping. He's not sleeping. He's awake. He's not awake. Meaning one of those middle states of consciousness that were there but were not really there. Somebody called and I might be able to answer, but I really can't think straight at that time. But if somebody reminds me of something, that I could maybe give an intelligent answer. So we're not totally out. If I'm totally out, that's a hefsik, and I can't continue reading the Megillah. But if I'm somewhere in the middle of consciousness, then that is okay. If he's writing and editing the Megillah, we spoke yesterday, does this mean that he is copying a Megillah, as we will, or is he the 2 days in the Ran, whether this is according to the opinion of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Rein Srichas Kavana, Hechi Dami? So what exactly is the case? If he's writing Pasuk by Pasuk, Kikivin Libo, my Havi, Alpehu, it's Alpeh, you don't have a Megillah in front of you. You write it, you read it, you say a Pasuk, you write the Pasuk, you don't have a Megillah. El Dekasab, Suka Psuka Vikarile says El Dekasa. First you write the pasuk and then you read it. Umi Yatza, that's still no good. You have to read the whole Megillah. That's what we hold. And even if you want to say, like the opinion that says the Megillah that has to be read is only from when Mordechai comes onto the scene, Sricha should take Suva Kula. The whole thing has to be written in front of you. So what does this mean? So even if you write it and then say it. El demancha Megillah kamei. The halach is, no, the case in the Mishnah is where you have a full Megillah, and you're copying and writing a new Megillah based on the old Megillah. And that's the context of what we're talking about. So you have a whole Megillah in front of you, and then you are copying it so that you're the Megillah that you're being Yossi from is from the first one. So Lema Masai Le Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan wants to say that supports the following Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, Aser Lichtov Os Achat Shalom Aksav. You're not allowed to even read one letter Shalom Aksav because we've just been Mokim the Mishnah as a case where it's all written down. So doesn't this support this Shita? The Gemara says, no, Dilma de Isrami Le Isramuye. This doesn't mean that it has to be occur. Maybe this just happens. Really, you don't need the Megillah. You don't need the Megillah to copy from. Umasis is the Megillah, the case where you had one. Umatik mimena. The Israel Ashmidan and the Chiddush is that if it's there, if you had, you still have to have Kavana. Im kivin libo yatza. That's what it means. There's no raya. It could be, but there's no raya. Gufa amar amar bachana amar biyochana. Just talk about this a little bit. Asur lichtov os acha shalom anaksav. You're not allowed to write. Right? Rabbi Yochanan made this statement regarding Hilchas Tefillin. This is quoted in that you have to copy it from one to the other. This is what Sofrim do. By a Sefer Torah, by others, they have one. And they copy it from that one. So our Mishnah is not a riot to that. It could be that it just happened that way. So now we talk about that statement. You have to, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, you have to write it min aksav. Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Meisvei Rabbi Meir Shalach Laber Shana Ba'asya. The Tosefta says that he went to be Ba'aber the Shana. V'lo Hayasham Megillah. And he didn't have a Megillah. V'kasam Yilibo. V'kara. And he wrote it by heart. He wrote it by memory. So you see, Rabbi Meir did not have a Megillah there to copy from. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Shani Rabbi Meir, De Mekayim Bei. Rabbi Meir's different. It's different. He basically knew it. The Mekayim Bei, it was fulfilled in him. The Afapecha Yaishiru Nevdecha, your eyelid should be straight in front of you. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Rami Bar Chama, Rabbi Yirmiya, Midifti, Maiva Afapecha Yaishiru Nevdecha, Amar Lo. Elu Divrei Torah, this is referring to Torah, Dechsiv Behu, Hataif Einecha Bo Ve'enenu. If you close your eyes to it, if you have Hesach Adas Ve'enenu, it won't be there. Rashi says, if you have a Hesach Adas from Torah, via Filu Hachi, but still Miyusharim Heinetzel Rabbi Meir. But they are miyushar. V'afapecha is a reference to Torah. Yeshiru neidecha. They're miyushar. They're straight in front of you. That's a reference to Rabbi Meir because he knew. He knew it. It was so clear to him as if it was written down. And one final story. Rav Chizda, Asher Chiler Rav Chanan, that because of Sfarim Shalom and Aksav, he also wrote Sfarim not from a previous text. Amar le ru'uya kol haTorah kulo likasev alpicha. Really, you can write the whole Torah that way. Meaning you're amazing. El kach amru chachamim, but Chazal say, also look to vos acha Shalom and Aksav. So midikamar kol haTorah kulo ru'yichi tikatev alpicha. Michla, what is that mashma? Di miyushar nein etzlo. It's mashma that it's miyushar, and still, v'harbi meir kasav. But still, Rabbi Meir wrote it down. So you see, even if he knows it clearly, you still should write it min aksav. Answer, Shatatachak Shaini. When her mayor went, there was no other, he had a relay in the Megillah, it was Purim, and he didn't have another Megillah with him. So you write, Inachinami, even if something is Miyushar, is straight, and somebody knows it totally, he should write it Minaksav, but if there's a Shatatachak, and he knows it, then he does not have to write it Minaksav. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with more Hinyani Megillah on tomorrow's daf.